African Americans kill it in the tech industry, like mm-hmm. we're out there killing it at Microsoft and Google and Facebook, and Black people in advertising. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know, I just love it. I love having something that is our own, and then also it gives you the opportunity to kind of like highlight people in that field too. So
exactly. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Melanated Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Chrissy Mays, bringing you another episode on deck. Today I'm meeting with my friend from church, Tiara Rahman, who has plenty of years of experience in marketing, but we also want to dive in and talk about the importance of discipline. You know, as 2020 wraps up, I feel like this is such an important word to bring into the new year. And Tiara would definitely agree, as she's talked about it on her Instagram in the past. So I really just wanted to focus in on that in this episode. So I hope you all enjoy. Hey T, welcome to the Melanated Marketing Podcast. How are you doing today?
Hey Chrissy, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Do you want to start by telling us a little bit about what you've been up to and about yourself a little bit?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Tiara Rahman. Literally everyone calls me T. I've been working in marketing for the past 5 years now. I'm currently in learning and development. So I pretty much help Fortune 500 companies with their learning and development plans and growth internally through an external agency. So I work for the external agency. And then on the side, my little side hustle and my baby is my wellness brand that will be launching really soon that I'm so excited about.
Yes, I love it. I know you mentioned that like last year when we were in Life Group about your wellness brand. I didn't know that it was taking off, so I'm really excited that it's developing and going somewhere.
Yes, thank you. We have prayed about it for quite some time now, and I have mm-hmm. been praying, and God is really just aligning all the steps for me.
Yes. What would you say you love most about your career right now, whether it's your corporate or your personal brand?
I would say in terms of my personal brand, I love helping others. I love seeing other people accomplish their goals. It just gives me a sense of joy that I don't find anywhere else. And in my corporate job, what I love most, honestly, is my team. I love being in marketing as a whole. I love learning. I feel like the marketing landscape is forever evolving and changing, and there are always areas for you to learn and grow more in. But my team just makes it so much fun. I definitely have a great team. We all work in L&D, so we all pretty much understand each other and mm-hmm. the struggles that we go through and just grow together. So that's what I love most.
I love it. And so you have your full-time job and your job that you're developing. How do you apply the marketing skills that you've learned over the years to the brand that you're developing?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I would say starting this brand, having some background in brand activation has really, really helped me to understand what steps I need to take to be able to launch a brand. So I feel like if I didn't have that background, I would just be completely lost and wouldn't know where to go or what to do. And also just understanding storytelling. I think a lot of brands need to master storytelling. And once you have a hold of that and you're able to connect with your audience that way, it's inevitable that you'll grow. So I think the storytelling and brand activation for my corporate career, I've applied that a lot when it comes to my wellness brand.
Yes, I think that storytelling, it just allows people to show who you really are and for them to connect with you on a deeper level. So that definitely makes sense. And before, I know I told you that I want to talk a little bit about your Instagram poll, discipline over motivation. I don't know if you have like, if you remember or like anything about that, but I've been thinking about that. I think that was like a year ago you posted that, but I've just been thinking about that. And I think it's so true that discipline is more important over motivation when it comes to being consistent. Mm-hmm. If you want to dive into that a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I posted that almost a year ago now, and I did get a lot of feedback from people. But my perspective on it is discipline is definitely more important than motivation. I mean, it's great to have both. In an ideal world, we want to have both, but I feel like motivation will get you started and discipline will get you across the finish line to whatever goal it is you want to accomplish. Mm-hmm. Motivation, it comes and goes. Whereas discipline, I think of it as a muscle. It's something that you can exercise. It's something that you can grow, you can mold and develop. And once you have that discipline within you, it's not going anywhere. It'll come out when you need it most, but when it comes to motivation, that's going to fade. Mm-hmm. You know, there will be days where you don't feel like doing it. You don't feel like getting up. You don't feel like moving towards that goal. And if you rely solely on motivation, you'll never get there. You'll never get anything accomplished. But as long as you have that discipline, you will, because that discipline is also connected to your why, the reason why you're doing whatever it is you're doing to get to that goal.
Snap, snap. I love it. If you remember, like, what was some of the feedback that you received from people who were doing that poll on the Instagram, or who may have thought that motivation was not as, or motivation was more important over discipline?
Yes, some people DM me and they were like, well, they're the same exact thing. And, you know, we kind of went back and forth, and I'm like, you know, why? I want to understand your perspective. Why do you feel like they're the same thing? And they're just like, you know, well, you can't have one without the other. You know, if you're not disciplined, you don't have motivation, and vice versa. And I'm like, well, you know, I think it's really important to understand that there is a difference between the two. Mm-hmm. They're different words. They mean different things. You know, motivation, that'll give you a push. It'll definitely get you on go. But discipline, it's not something that just comes to you. You know, you can be scrolling on Instagram and you can find a post that motivates you. I work in health and fitness. So if I can see somebody working out, grinding, going hard, and I'm motivated then to go out there and do the same. However, that's not going to help me get to my goal. Hmm. Motivation is not going to help me get there. It's the discipline, really, like understanding that discipline is needed to achieve something, because that's what's really going to carry you all the way. Yeah. It's like motivation gets you started and discipline gets you there. Consistency will keep you going. So having both of them will give you consistency, but you have to understand that you don't always have both. Mm-hmm. That's not the ideal world, you know? There will be days where you're not motivated, but you will be disciplined. Mm-hmm. And that's why you're going to keep going. So I think a lot of people, you know, a lot of people did agree with me. And they definitely had the same perspective, but the ones that didn't, they just felt as though, you know, if they're not motivated, then they're not going to do anything, whether they're disciplined or not. So definitely a lot of different perspectives out there. But for me, discipline is definitely number one.
Yeah. And you can even, or someone who doesn't even know you or follow you on Instagram or any other platform, they can see your discipline through your posts. I mean, all of your workouts and just how you do everything, I'm just like, how does she do it? And even we've worked out together, and I'm just like, oh my God, like, I'm so tired. But what would you say, like, how do you stay disciplined? Like, what is one thing that keeps you disciplined?
I would say, that's a great question. I would say giving myself grace. I think that, you know, I've been on this fitness journey for more than 6 years now, and it's just a lifestyle for me now. But in the beginning, I was extremely hard on myself. There was a lot of negative self-talk. You know, I beat myself up if I didn't work out 4 times in the week, or if I skipped a meal, or, you know, if I binge some chips or something like that. And I just learned over the years and over time that giving myself grace and understanding that I'm not perfect, understanding that it's okay to have flexibility, and developing a deeper relationship with myself, with food, and learning more, I think that is really where my discipline came from, because I took myself out of a box. I stopped telling myself all the things I couldn't do and I couldn't have, and I put myself into a perspective of my health. Mm-hmm. I thought more about my health. And when I think about my health, I'm doing this because I want to live a long time. You know, I want to live a happy, healthy life. When I think about it like that, that's really where my discipline started to build. And then just being kind to myself, remembering that, you know, I am not perfect. That it's okay if I take steps back, if that's going to help me to take more steps forward.
Yeah. Well, speaking of being healthy, your skin is glowing right now. I'm like looking at your face. You. I'm like, skin on fleek.
I'm drinking my water.
Yes. Get the cocoa butter. Something on your face is glowing.
Yes, my moisturizer. It's a good one.
Yeah, that's good. So you did mention your health and wellness brand. I don't know if you want to share anything about it, but if you want to, that'd be cool.
Well, I will have to say that it is definitely going to be shared with the public very, very soon. But one thing I can share now is that I'm just really excited to tie in all aspects of wellness. You know, for me, it's not just about working out or eating meals that are deemed healthy, but it's actually about being well overall. So mind, body, and spirit, you know, spending time with God and spending time developing yourself internally before you can develop anything externally. So it's really just helping people to do that and to develop a healthier relationship with food. I mean, you'd be surprised how many people don't have a healthy relationship with food. And I think that when it comes to our health, food is number one. How we nourish our bodies is number one. And I don't just mean that in terms of food, but how we nourish our spirits, our minds, what we're listening to, what we're watching, what we're eating, things like that. So just helping people to strengthen all those aspects, mind, body, and spirit is what I'm really going to be focusing on. And something that I love, tea. Absolutely love tea. Down the road, I'll definitely be sharing some more things when it comes to tea overall. But yeah, I'm pretty excited about it.
That's amazing. And it's funny because all those things, everything health related, even when it comes to eating food, you need discipline. Yes. So it's crazy that like everything ties together. But what would be one tip that you would give to someone who's looking for more discipline? I know we're talking about discipline a lot, but I think it's important.
Yeah, it's so important. And every single area of life, you need discipline. Everything, anything you want to accomplish or achieve. So I completely agree. The number one tip I would give is understand your why. That's going to be the root of your discipline. Understand why you're doing what it is you're doing. Understand why you want the outcome of what it is you're doing. You know, just keep asking yourself why until you feel like you can't anymore. You know, you want to lose weight. Why do you want to lose weight? Because you want to look better. Why do you want to look better? Because I don't have confidence. Why are you not confident? Where did your confidence stem from? You know, just continuing to ask yourself those questions until you get to the root of it. When you connect your why, you know, when you get to that root, then you'll start to develop more discipline. Because then when you don't feel like doing it, you're going to remember, why am I doing this? You know, and then that's going to push you. That's going to get you up. That's going to get you going. That's going to strengthen that discipline muscle.
Agreed, 100%. Totally. One more question but I'm nervous to ask it, or rather, just because like, I don't know if it's going to make sense, but in your opinion, is there a way to connect discipline and marketing?
Yeah, so I think that that's a great question. I think there is a way to connect discipline and marketing. So I think discipline can mean many things. In terms of discipline, like keeping yourself going on a certain path, I think that in marketing, there are so many different roads that you can take. And if you want to be successful within this specific career, you have to be disciplined towards it. You know, you have to be disciplined in learning, in growing, in seeking out information, and in evolving. Because again, marketing is forever growing, it's forever evolving. There are always things to learn. And I think that being disciplined in the field of marketing means that you're learning about different businesses, that you're learning about things that are new, that are current, and that you're always seeking information. I think that discipline in marketing can also be looked at in terms of what aspect of marketing you want to grow in. So in marketing, there are so many fields that you can go down, so many different roads. You can go into multicultural marketing, diversity and inclusion. You can go into procurement. You can go into brand activation, into brand purpose. There are just so many things that you can do. And you know, from my corporate career and teaching Fortune 500 marketing teams, all these different topic areas, you know, I'm watching them grow, and I'm watching how disciplined these companies are in teaching their, teaching their marketers and helping them to grow. So I think that discipline in marketing can align when you understand where it is you want to go in the marketing field.
That's a gem. I love that. I definitely think that if you're listening to this right now in the morning, it's a great motivation, or not motivation actually, because do you ever talk about motivation, or are you just totally against it? Cause, you know, like, yeah, in the morning, like when you're listening to podcasts, it's like people listen to podcasts in the morning for, I would say, motivation, right?
Yeah, I'm all about motivation. I mean, I'm all about discipline, motivation, and consistency, honestly. Sometimes I start my day with a motivational speech. I actually, my favorite YouTube channels are Inspiring Habit and Motivational Madness, and I listen to them every single day. Just 10 minutes of a motivational speech from somebody, honestly, and it can really, really help with your thoughts. Like, maybe I'm having negative thoughts, or maybe I'm not as motivated that day, and if I need some type of motivation, yeah, I can listen to a podcast, I can listen to a sermon, a song that I know is going to get me pumped. A speech, somebody's life story, you know, things like that definitely help with motivation. And I think it's so important to have motivation or to understand where to get it from, because again, it comes and goes.
So I guess the difference would be self-discipline is more important or more of a thing than self-motivation. Like, you get motivation from other people, other resources, people who are like professionals in that field. So I definitely agree that it's probably better to be more self-disciplined than self-motivated. T, thank you so much for joining the Melanated Marketing Podcast. Is there anything else that you want to share with the people and listeners who are tuning in?
Yeah, well, thank you for having me, number one. Absolutely love this podcast. Whoever is tuning in, keep tuning in, because Chrissy is growing something amazing here. And I would just say, always be kind to yourself and be patient. Anything in life worthwhile requires patience.
Amen. Thank you, T. I'll talk to you later.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Bye.